Germany,
Finland,
Italy,
Spain,
and Belgium.
Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe.
But what happens when five countries get together to make a podcast in an e-twinning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
There's no topic more current than the coronavirus. Almost every country is affected, and a lot of actions take place to stop or to slow down the dispersion of the lung disease. In times like this, it is obvious what an important status health has in our world. But is it really the case? We are here to discuss exactly that topic by the example of the global goal good health and well-being. My name is Rosa.
And I'm Mirace.
Hey, my name is Rebecca.
So, how are you and your countries dealing with corona right now, guys? Oh, first we have to involve the listeners. So, I was asking Irache and Rebecca about their countries because they're from Spain and Italy, and I'm German. We've actually never met, so it is even greater that we can exchange ideas and thoughts during this podcast today.
Yes, that's true. Totally.
So, how are you dealing with corona right now?
Well, the situation is a little bit difficult. We can't go out. We have to stay at home. And you can only go to the supermarket and to the chemist. Factories were closed until the 12th of April. But I think that it will be longer before we get back to normal. We've got online classes and it's a little bit hard, because we have to be connected from 8:30 until 2:30. Spain, and concretely the Basque Country, is going through a difficult situation right now. The number of infected people is growing day by day, and unfortunately the same happens with the number of deaths. But it's true that the number of recoveries is high too. In my small town, which is called Ordizia, only yesterday 20 people got infected, and we are a little bit worried. I know and love is fine, and I ask people to follow the orders of authorities to stop the pandemic as soon as possible. We'll do this together, and we'll finish with this all together.
Your words are very motivating. Thank you so much. What about you and your country, Rebecca? I mean, you're Italian, and as we all know, Italy is the most affected country in Europe.
Yes, Italy is actually the most affected country in Europe. The situation here is very bad and difficult. We all have been in quarantine for a month, and this will continue for a long time because the contagion increases every day more. Most hospitals in Italy are in very bad conditions. For example, in my city, the hospital is used only for coronavirus. Every day, more and more people are infected, and some of them die. We all have to stay at home. We can go out only to go to the supermarket and to the chemist, but we have to bring with us a permission. I live in Pesaro, which is a little city on the Adriatic coast, and it's one of the most affected area of Italy. We have about 15-20 dead people every day, and that's not good for a little city. I really hope the situation will get better soon.
I'm really sorry for all of you. We also have to stay at home and avoid social contacts, but I live in an area that is not as much affected by the coronavirus than some parts of Germany. Or even Italy, as you told us, Rebecca. That makes it a bit easier. I guess it can be terrifying to have a lot of actual corona cases around yourself.
In times like this, when we question the healthcare structures around the world, sometimes it is more important to have a look at the existing strategies. One of those is good health and well-being, one of the 17 goals of the United Nations. These Sustainable Development Goals, also known as SDGs, try to build a strong future for all of us.
I will thoroughly explain this a little bit later, but before this I want to mention that I think nowadays people have better health than in the past. This is because we have access to universal health care, access to affordable medicines and sexual and reproductive health care services for everyone. With those things, we can cure and reduce epidemics such as malaria, HIV, mental health, etc.
But this doesn't mean that we should take our health for granted, because there are people who fought for this by inventing medicine, for example, and there are still people fighting, because we're not at the point we should be when it comes to healthcare. There's absolutely no equality around the world. One organization who fights for this is the UNO.
Yes, exactly. On the 25th-27th of September 2015 in New York City, more than 150 world leaders gathered to adopt an ambitious new sustainable development agenda. The world leaders agreed to 17 global goals, officially known as the Sustainable Development Goals. These goals have the power to create a better world by 2030 by ending poverty, fighting inequality, and addressing the urgency of climate change. Now it's our time to work together to build a better future for everyone.
That's a good projection, especially with the young people. Have to do something for our planet. We have to try to fight against the poverty, world hunger, climate change, and even try to improve our health, because this is our planet and we have our future in our hands. So it's time to do something.
Yes, right. So you mentioned health, and as Rosa said before, Goal 3 is about good health and well-being that promotes healthy lifestyles, preventive measures, and modern, efficient healthcare for everyone. Our health benefits from the health of our environment. So this goal is connected with the goals 13, 14, and 15. Goals 5 and 10 are also important too, and they are intertwined because making health accessible is also a mission of equality and reducing inequalities. And the poor health is related to the outcomes of the poverty cycle, which is connected with the first goal.
It is good that all these goals are interrelated. This helps the people to keep all the problems in mind, but it also means that the humans have a lot to do to trigger a change. Are there any suggestions or targets to complete this goal?
There are 13 targets to create action to promote health and well-being for all. One target is the reduction of the global maternal mortality, because even though we don't mention it in our countries, there are still a lot of intricacies while birth all over the world.
Oh, I've honestly no idea of maternal mortality. Maybe because, as you said, it is not that present to us. Do you have any data about that? Just that I and maybe also some listeners are able to imagine that better.
Another target is the strengthening of the prevention and treatment of substance abuse. For example, consumption of alcohol and other drugs imply a danger to our physical and mental health. And last, but not the least important, is the attention to sexual and healthcare services, which helps us be healthy and reduce epidemics such as malaria or many other sexual transmission diseases. The next one is the universal access to sexual and reproductive healthcare services, which helps us to cure and reduce epidemics such as malaria and mental health.
It totally fits our current status.
Yes, it does.
But is it a lack of service that Corona went this big through?
I don't really think so. But I think that the service is very important at our current status. It is known that there will be more infected people soon, and all the actions that are taking place at the moment, like social distancing, are supposed to avoid the situation of a lot of coronavirus affected people at once. Corona is a lung disease, and therefore a lot of ventilators and other things are required. And I guess everybody can imagine that the equipment wouldn't suffice to care for a big mass of sick people. This is of course also very hard for doctors, nurses, and just everybody who works in the healthcare area. I have a friend whose mother is a nurse, and she told me that she already has an emergency plan in case there will be more people needy. This plan involves her working for like 12 hours per day.
That is really hard, but I guess that is what this target of access to healthcare is about. I mean, it is in fact challenging for your friend's mother to work that much, but the hospital was provisioning. Just imagine her not knowing what will come up. In this case, she already knows what she has to do when it gets harder. So it is really good that there is an emergency plan. I guess the target involves those plans and strategies and also the resources like ventilators you mentioned before, Rosa. And all of this is meant to be universal because I think we in Europe already have good strategies, but there are countries that should be supported more.
Yeah, but Europe should be prepared too. I guess we always think that there are countries less prepared than ours, and maybe that is true, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't do anything. Our world is changing constantly. Again, the example coronavirus shows that. Nobody saw this coming, and every country should be prepared the best for situations like this.
Okay, you are right.
In times like this, our society has become aware of the importance of health financing, training and retention of skilled health workforce in developing countries and the fight against communicable diseases. Do you think that if governments had taken into account these targets, the impact of this disease would have been different?
Yes, I think that if we take into account these targets, we will improve our health, which is very important. Today, in developing countries, the health care is better than in undeveloped countries because people's lifestyle has improved. I think that undeveloped countries need skilled health workforce to improve the health sector too.
I also think it's a step in the right direction. It is also great that you mentioned the target about communicable diseases because, in my opinion, communication is a very big part of goal number 3 in general. Certainly to prevent diseases which people can give to others without knowing it, but I guess also to prevent diseases that are caused by ourselves and the way we treat our body, for example. Just because people don't know about the consequences of their actions.
Okay, so do you mean that health is not important for people?
I wouldn't say that health is getting less importance nowadays. I just think that the extremes are getting visible. Healthcare splits people in two different groups. The ones that care extremely and the ones that don't care at all.
Don't you think that there are people in between?
Of course there are people existing in the center. But I think this middle part of people who try to be healthy a bit, but sometimes don't care, clears up.
Okay, but who do you define as an extremum of healthcare?
For me, healthcare has a lot to do with diet. That is why I think of vegetarians and vegans first. These special types of eating increased in the last decades.
I would even say that the late 20th century and early 21st century is the time they came into existence.
But if you have a look at the internet, you can see that there were already movements for vegetarianism in the 1840s. The Vegetarian Society of the United Kingdom, for example, was founded in 1847, and this one was the first worldwide. In 1944, the Vegan Society also arose.
Yep, you're right. We just have to keep in mind that vegetarianism and veganism have a lot of different reasons. In the early years of the movement, this diet was more about the love and right of animals and political orientation. These days, it is still an important factor, but our health gets more significant, to come back to our topic. Of course, the opinions are different, but a lot of sources say that meat, and to go even further, every end product of animals, are in big dimensions not healthy for humans. Regardless of which opinion we are now, more and more people try to be aware of what they eat. And that is, in my opinion, something we all should do.
Great transition. From my point of view, it is highly important to discuss what we are able to do. We, as the young generation, I guess the podcast is mostly referring to.
The youth is, in that case, in no more significant position than others. We all should have the same attitude towards our own and others' health, no matter how old. I don't want to say everybody should start changing their diet to keep on including the example. There are just still too many people existing who don't care or even think about their health. And that is the first thing that should change.
Yes. So here are some easy tips to follow. Get enough sleep. Make time for ourselves and friends. Eat healthy diet and drink a lot of water. Be more active and don't smoke.
Those are good pieces of advice for those who listen. If you want more concrete tips, you can visit the original website of Global Goals. In my opinion, it's well structured and informing.
I agree with you, but even though everybody knows that smoking is really bad for your health, there are still too many people who start this disgusting habit.
That's totally true.
Okay, so there are actually a lot of things we can do, and here is a little summary of this podcast so you remember why is it important.
Coronavirus hit us all, but we figured out that there are big disparities between the different countries, even in Europe. But no matter how intensely the people in a country are affected by the virus, everybody gets the thoughtfulness of organizations like the United Nations.
They created a goal called Good Health and Well-being in 2015 to enforce the health of everybody. There are a lot of targets like the reduction of the global maternal mortality, the strengthening of the prevention and treatment of substance abuse, or the fight against communicable disease like HIV. To accomplish those targets, not only the politicians have to be active to improve healthcare structures, but also every single person. Everybody should care about their own health by remembering to get enough sleep, for example, and a lot of other things we named. But the most important thing is that you, all the people listening to this podcast, right? Now should inform yourself. Never stop learning. Another thing you gotta make sure is to check all the other amazing podcasts which arose in connection with the twinning project. All the other 16 goals are of the United nations are discussed there.
Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye.